Good morning. It is, what is it? It is 7:48 a.m. on Friday, September the 24th, 2021. So yeah, apparently I've got a winning combination here with airplane mode and the new microphone. We're going to go with it for a while. If anybody has any problem, let me know. Everything seems to be plugged in good. That's a good sign. It's funny, the microphone picks up my mumbles, but and then as soon as I speak even above that, it sort of peaks out. Anyway, I don't know what I want to talk about today. The new cat, whose name is Cannoli, seems to be beginning to accept us a little more. I think we're going to let him out of quarantine today and see if he wants to wander around. The problem is that there's a lot of places a cat can get into in our house that aren't necessarily places we want the cat to get into. There's a lot of places they can hide, and a new cat being hidden and lost is sort of like the nightmare. I don't have any reason to believe that would be the case. It's not like we haven't had new cats in the house before, even new young cats in the house before. Still, it's a little unnerving. I just finished M.C. Burrell's Three Faces of Something. Three Faces of Not Regret. It's the first book in a series. The cover has good graphics, but really bad typography. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And the reason I bring it up is it was really good. It is an epic fantasy, and in the true term of the true meaning of the phrase epic fantasy, it's really good. It's thick and rich. It is not an easy read. There's a lot of going on. There's a lot of characters. And for the length of the book, it took me a long time to get through it. In part because I was trying to do some writing, and a bunch of other crap got in the way. And so I wasn't able to spend 3 or 4 hours a day on it. The way I have been reading in the last few weeks. I think I mentioned before that the reading exercise with the Royal Manticore Navy ended on the 15th. The numbers were due in on the 22nd, on Wednesday. I haven't heard what the outcome of it is yet. I don't know exactly what the point of the exercise was, but we'll see. It doesn't matter. The point of the exercise was for me to read, and I did. Oh my God, did I read? So my reading goal, at the beginning of the year, I discovered that Kindle keeps track of things like that. And so it asked me, how many books do you want to read this year? And I said 90. Well, so far I've read 167 of 90 books. 167, 162. 160 something, anyway, of the 90 books I wanted to read. At the rate I'm going, I'm going to get almost double that. 90. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I've read a lot of books. What am I reading now? It's another one of the paranormal women's fictions. It's book four in some series that I've already read the first three books in. I remember the... What is it? I remember the first three books. Once I got going on it, it's like, oh yeah, this group of witches. Son of a witch. A lot of fun. It's a fun group. I'm looking forward to getting deeper into it. I want to say Cripple Creek, but I'm not sure that's true. But I just picked it up, this morning? Or I think I might have picked it up last night. Speaking of last night was an interesting evening in that somewhere around 8:15, I said to hell with it and went to bed and slept through till really close to 6 o'clock. Well, no, that's not true. At 1:30, I got up. Had a cramp in my calf that wouldn't let go. So I went out and curled up on the couch. This is my habit, because the couch seems to relax some of those muscles.
Good morning.
It's a whole herd. And when I woke up, I remember hearing the coffee pot start gurgling, but it was very nearly 6 o'clock before I even said, you know what, I think it's time for me to roll over. And so I had a really good night's sleep last night, and I'm pretty sure I needed it. So that was good. I'm starting the day more or less rested. I did my walking meditation this morning, and pulled out my Bluetooth, my Bose SoundSport Bluetooth earbuds to listen to my meditation, my guided meditation with Headspace this morning, and then a few tunes. Mostly what I'm thinking about is, Evan Thomas sent me an email this morning with a couple of YouTube links in it. One of which was by a musician who distributes her music everywhere, widely, but really focuses on YouTube and growing her YouTube presence and growing her YouTube audience. And she has one of those YouTube channels where people can donate to her. She has a Patreon. I don't know how that all works. But somebody in the music business, Rick Beato, had name-checked her in one of his podcasts. And so she responded to him in her own from apparently like a mall or something in Spain. She's apparently traveling. Apparently, life is but a dream. Come on up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk pose. So, she said a lot of things that really resonated with me. And despite the fact that she's talking about music, and I, of course, I'm publishing. She's publishing music, I'm publishing words. But a lot of the things were just like, well, yeah, big record companies are like banks. If they give you something, they want something back, which is like the publisher. And another one was, a lot of people want to get the deal, but the number of horror stories outweigh the success stories by a pretty wide margin. So it's not something that she's actively courting. It's not a deal that she's actually looking for. Not that she would necessarily turn one down, but clearly she has this jaundiced view of music publishing as I do of book publishing. And there were a lot of those things. It's like, you don't need to be the top. You don't need to be the number one person in order to reach an audience, in order to be comfortable, in order to find a place for yourself. And that echoed a conversation I had. If anybody's following me on Twitter, you probably noticed in the last, I'm going to say the last 3 weeks or so, I've been relatively active in a hashtag writing community. And it's in my tweet deck, the software that I was trying to remember a few days ago. In tweet deck, I've had a column. I have a column for Tweet Fleet 2 for EVE Online. I don't know why. I really need to go in and unsubscribe to all of those game accounts. But I have a column for writing community. And a lot of it is pretty much what you would expect. Buy my book. Oh, look at this great ad. I had a wonderful review. Follow me, I'll follow you. And the problem is none of those people understand that by sending that out to writers, they're not helping themselves. And there was some guy who was like, he wanted to know, he put out an interesting question, it was an economics question. Is self-publishing monopsony or perfect competition? And the answer is neither. That there really isn't, that there are five classical markets. Monopsony is a few people control the purchasing power from a large group of, no, that's not, I don't think that's right. Monopsony is not quite a monopoly. A monopoly, one person, one company, one entity controls the market. Monopsony is a few people, a few entities control the market. And the problem is that every one of those markets, in the classical sense, there are none of the markets that deal with non-fungible goods. They deal with commodities. So if you look at publishers and the relationship with writers, from the publisher standpoint, writers are a commodity. Writers are definitely a commodity. Because if this guy won't sell to you, the next guy will. If this person won't, the next one will. If this book doesn't work out, then there's 10 more waiting to take its place. Writing is a commodity to publishers. Writing is not a commodity to readers. Stories are not commodities. Yeah, there's tons and tons of stories for them to read. 99% of them, they don't really give a damn about. They want their books. They want their stories. And the other 9 million books can go hang, because it doesn't matter to them. And we get into a conversation about competition, and it's like, as a self-publisher, I'm not in competition, as I have said many times and probably will say again. I'm not in competition with a publisher. I'm not in competition with Tor. Or, what's the other one? There's a bunch of them. Junkyard, and there's a bunch of small press science fictions. I'm not in competition with them. I'm not even in competition with Anderley's LNPBP, or whatever it is. I'm in competition with... It's important to remember who you sell to. When you start trying to figure out who you're in competition against, you have to figure out who you're selling to. And I'm in competition with bookstores, not publishers. Because publishers don't sell to readers. Bookstores sell to readers. I sell to readers. There could be a case made that I'm in competition with other self-published authors. Until you recognize the great unmet demand for reading. I can't. If we take all of the self-published authors in any particular niche together collectively, they cannot satisfy the demand for reading. So there's no competition there. Those people are my allies. So it was a really interesting conversation, and he said he wanted to be the leader in self-publishing. It's like, well, how do you be the... I don't even know what that means. And then he backed off. He said, well, he'd just like to be comfortable. He'd like to be able to kick back and just write. Ah! Well, you don't have to be a leader to do that. You don't even have to be in the top 100 to do that. You don't need to be in the top 1,000 to do that. You just need to have a lot of books. And they all have to sell a few copies a month. So if you've been, if you see me on Twitter and you see a hashtag writers community, writing community, you might want to just sort of like mute that hashtag, or block that hashtag. It's fun hanging out with these people who really really earnest, really want to be writers, but haven't really come into any kind of understanding of what that market looks like or what that job really is. And the reason I brought it up is because MC Burrell, I think that's her name, came across my stream in Twitter, and I looked her up, and her book looked interesting, and I bought it. And it's really good. At any rate, I am at the back eight. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.